So here's my rideshare app idea for baiters. So essentially what happens is you place a little request to be driven home or whatever, wherever you want to go. And, you know, one of our bait drivers will come pick you up. Usually it's going to be a bait drone. So the bait driver will go drive over and pick you up. And then the second you get in, you know, the driver, all they do is fucking chant penis. You know, there's no fucking customer service. All they do is chant penis. The driver's completely naked, head to toe, showing off his penis, showing off a big drone penis, big erect drone penis. You know, all the drone can do is chant penis, no conversation. You just sit there and they chant penis the entire time. The GPS is just going off and being like, on your next right, turn on penis. And the bait drone driver will just be like, penis. And because it's like a baiter app, right? You can just like whip out your penis and it would be okay. It would be okay to fucking masturbate. And you can pay in masturbation too. You know, you just show them your masturbation. The penis drone will just look at it and just fucking nod and just be like, thank you, penis, penis. And of course, if you decide to use the free version where you just show off your penis to the penis drone, you'd have to post your face onto all their social media platforms to let everybody know that you're taking the penis ride share. It'd be like a live stream, like similar to Chatterbait, where it just shows you riding to wherever you need to go. And the better that you masturbate, the more tips that the driver will fucking make. So of course they're going to chant penis the entire time to get you horny. They're just going to chant penis because that's their job as a penis drone. You know, the penis drone driver will encourage you to masturbate too. There'll be signs all over the car telling you to masturbate, telling you to get naked. Especially if it's a long drive, they'll tell you to put your clothes in the trunk and then get up in the front with them with the camera. You know, there'll be a camera, dash cam right where your penis would be. Be a camera right where your asshole would be, and it would just show off your horny penis and masturbation to a bunch of strangers. You know, if you want a free ride, you'd have to do it. You'd have to show all these strangers just you getting in a penis ride share and masturbating yourself like a total fucking idiot. And if like you don't feel like masturbating, or if you don't masturbate good enough, you're gonna have to pay for the ride, so you might as well just give it a shot. You might as well just plug all of your socials and just be like, hey, I need to get home. Here's me masturbating. Give me tips. And a bunch of horny strangers, of course, will give you tips. You know, really kind strangers. We're also at home masturbating. Just a bunch of strangers just masturbating to all these people using the penis rideshare app. And of course, some of these cars that are used for the penis rideshare app, they're specifically designed with masturbation in mind. So don't be afraid if you call for a penis rideshare and a white van pulls up, and you just get in the back and you just masturbate yourself laying on the floor on a scummy mattress where a bunch of other people who have used this penis rideshare app would be masturbating. Just cameras just placed everywhere you can think, just so that you could make some tips from strangers online. And you know, the penis drones, they might be penis drones, but they sure as hell do want tips. They want that source of income. So they just start supplying all their customers with various sex toys, various things that they can use to help masturbate themselves, leather harnesses, fuck toys, poppers, dildos. They'll just keep it right in the front. Bottles of lube, they'll just offer it to you, just saying penis, and just handing you a toy for you to use to play with yourself. And you know, if you're in traffic, you just have something to do the entire time. You just can masturbate. Just masturbate until you goon, or just sit there, just stone-faced, just touching yourself. You could be in any type of vehicle, a white van like I mentioned before, or a convertible with the top down, with you just masturbating wildly in the passenger seat, the wind just blowing through your face. You could get any vehicle on the fucking baiter rideshare app. A car, a van, a motorcycle, doesn't fucking matter, on a moped, just their masturbating way. Humping seat cushions and smelling pits like a total maniac. But it doesn't really matter whichever vehicle you get on in the beta rideshare app, because all the seats are all the same. They're crusty, they're musty, and no matter how many air fresheners the penis drone driver uses, and no matter how much you like musk, the second you go into that fucking vehicle, you gotta pinch your nose, it fucking reeks in there. It smells like fucking someone was masturbating all day in there. Just hundreds and thousands of bare asses just sitting on the fucking seat. The upholstery is all stained and all the handles are just so fucking greasy. And that sounds like a terrible riding experience. But you know what's worse than that? It'd be the fact that you'd love it. You'd love every second of it. You'd have both hands just tugging away at your balls even before your fucking ass hit the seat cushion. On the verge of orgasm before the driver even says hi to you. Some baiters would even take the fucking rideshare app, not because they don't have a car, but because they need to bust a nut before they go on a date or go to the grocery store. Others would fucking take an hour, fucking 2 hour long drive, because their bait coaches mandate them to fucking masturbate for at least fucking 6-10 hours. They just gotta find the time in their busy schedule. And if you're really trying to save money, you'd have to carpool. You'd have to stop and pick up baiters along the way. And you know, this option really helps out on all those fucking masturbators who can't even hold an edge. You just get a car full, just a bunch of baiters spreading their legs, pulling their pants down, letting their penises just flop out and get really hard. All those ones that fucking can't edge, just to cover for each other, you know, one of them after another would have to fucking ejaculate. The fucking premature ejaculators, they'd have to carpool together. And you know the audience of just a bunch of musky penises just flopping around, getting masturbated. It'd just make them come even faster. You just have a fucking car full, at least 4 of them, 5 of them, 6 of them, all in one car, spreading their legs, all cramped up, fucking ejaculating on the seat in front of them, behind closed doors and in plain sight. The fucking beta rideshare app, it'd get you to everywhere you need to go. And everywhere that you didn't need to fucking go. They fucking drop you off at adult bookshops and say later. Fucking forget to give you your clothes and just drive right off. And all you could really do is just go into the fucking adult fucking bookstore. And fucking masturbate. Look at porn. And they'll be back later. You could call another fucking beta rideshare and hopefully they'd take you home. The only catch would be, of course, that you'd have to masturbate even more.